This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Have Evangelist Landon here with me today.
Hallelujah.
Hey, we're going to team up on you today. We have a good word for you today about the healing hand of the Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Listen, if you have friends anywhere in the world, you can pick this program up. If you're getting anything out of it, if you get blessed and you want to share it with a friend, family member, all you have to do is go to WCNO.com. Scroll down to the left side of the page, you'll see the word On Demand. You click on that, and you'll see Lifeline. So you can pick the program up anytime you want to do it, anywhere you want to do it, online. So do it. Do it. Look, Jesus, I want to talk about what Jesus said about healing today. Jesus will heal us today, because that's what Jesus does. And that is what he wants for you. Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Matthew 15:30. Listen to this. Great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, mainly, and many others, and cast them down his feet, and he healed them. Matthew 9:35. Jesus wrote about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. He received them and spoke unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. Look, we're going to open the prayer lines for you today. And Bible says, "Where two or more gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of you." If you've been struggling and you need a healing, you give us a call here today. Our phone number is 221-1100. We're out of town. 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Give us a call. We'll be glad to get in agreement with you and to pray for you. Listen, what Jesus did then, he'll do it now. He said, "I am the Lord. I change not." Malachi 3:6. This is what we call the law of first mention. This is a principle used when we study the Bible. And we don't have further direction. We just keep on carrying out what has been done, what Jesus has already done, and what has been taught in the past by the Lord Jesus and by his disciples. Whatever they did is what we're supposed to do. Jesus didn't like sickness and disease. He wanted all to be healed. So we have to know, we just have to know there's been no change. He still wants us all healed today. Talk to us, Mr. Landon.
Hallelujah. Listen, what was that one you just read a minute ago? Jesus went out and healed them all. You said he healed the what? The blind? The maimed? Cover that verse again. Find
Matthew
that verse
15,
again.
30.
Read that again.
All right. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them.
Now listen to me. How many of them did he heal, folks? How many of them did he heal, Pop?
Oh.
All of
every
them.
Sickness, every disease.
What did he heal now? Lame,
blind,
maimed. You're missing a part. It's not like when he healed them, they could possibly think, "Well, it just so happened that the flu ran its course." Oh, it just so happened that they said, "You know, these ibuprofen really been working. I've been drinking lots of water." People, they had no hand. They were missing a limb. When that happened, you can only glorify God in that. Here's what's going on. God wants to do that for you, but to get there, you got to know it. You're not going to receive something you don't understand, have no comprehension of, and haven't taken the time to get the wisdom of. Let me show you this real quick. Let me ask you something. If God came directly to you now, let me just go through this. Let me paint this picture. So we'll start tuning into what Dr. Bob's saying. I want your heart to open up to what he's saying to you. If God came directly to you, okay, Close your eyes for a minute and pretend God's walking in the room and he's walking right up to you and he's standing there in his huge, white, glorious stature, and he's staring you in the eye and he says, do you believe that I can heal you? Now, God's looking you in the eye. He says, hey, Carol, Susan, Jonathan, David, Elijah, do you believe that I can heal you? All of you'd say yes. God's looking you in the eye and asking you, do you believe I can heal you? Oh, yes, Lord. Of course I believe you. Of course I believe you. God says directly to you, put your name in there now. Put your name in there. David, Elizabeth, whatever your name is. Okay? He says, Elizabeth, do you believe that if I speak the word, you'll be healed? Now, God's looking right at you and you're looking right at him. Oh, well, yes, Lord, of course I do. Of course, you know I do. The last thing he says to you is, do you believe the Bible to be the truth according to me? Do you? What would you say? Because if you say yes, that means you believe that he has come to cure you, to heal you, or to repair you of all your sickness and all your disease. Do we have time for one verse for me? We have time. Listen to this. God said over in Exodus 15:26. Now you got to hear it. Now we just said, yes, Lord, I believe you can heal me. Yes, Lord, I believe that if you speak the word, I'll be healed. Yes, Lord, I believe the Bible really to be the truth. What says in the book, Exodus 15:26, God said, if thou wilt, I'm giving you the formula to get your healing and call here this morning so God can operate on your behalf. If you have the understanding, you can reach the impossible. You're not doing it. God is. He said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. That's the first thing. I'm the mouthpiece for God. We are the representative for the kingdom of heaven this morning. God's saying to you, if you hearken to my voice, all right, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do that which is right in his sight and give ear to my commandments and keep my statutes, I will not put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. That ETH means it's a continual. He's always healing. I say people should call and get it. What do you think?
Yeah, dude, listen, give us a call here, 221-1100. Or out of town, 888-221-8990. You may have been really suffering and just, maybe you've been praying for many times. You know, we're not miracle workers. So all we're doing is telling you everything that Jesus did. He healed every sickness. He healed every disease. We're just trying to serve the Lord the best we can, help you any way we can. If you're out there suffering today, give us a call. Let us stand with you. Let us pray with you. Let us fight with you, you know. You know, there's power in numbers. And Jesus said himself, now, where two or more are gathered in my name, and there I am in the midst of you. There's three of us here right now, and including you, that'd be four people. Look, if you're called and you have a need, I mean, the Lord made us a promise, there are two or more gathered in my name. I'm in the midst. If you call, if nothing else, the Lord is involved. The Lord hears. The Lord knows. He said, if you call, he said, if two of them are together in my name, I am in the midst. So if absolutely you give us a call and let us pray for you and with you, we're guaranteed that Jesus has come up on the scene. We're guaranteed that Jesus is in the middle of the situation because he said it. Give us a call now. 221-1100 out of town. 221-8999. Let us stand with you. Let us pray with you.
Devil's got their fingers frozen. Just in case the devil's got their finger frozen, should we enlighten them to the truth that's coming up next week?
Yeah.
What is that? The 17th and 18th?
Yeah.
What is that right?
Yes,
is that right?
That's true.
Next week, listen, we got a guy coming in, flying in from California. All right. I mean, you can call and get this right now. God wants to heal you right now. But if for some reason your fingers are frozen, you missed this, the whole program goes by and you go, man, I should have called and got it. I'm going to still have this thing. I was too scared, but I didn't have enough faith to reach out to God. Well, next week, Chris Gore, and you can Google this, Chris Gore is coming in from California, okay? We're going to have him over at Revive Church. He's going to be doing the healing ministry for two nights. So you need to come, Wednesday and Thursday night. It's time to get healed. It's time to come get your healing. Call here now, 221-1100, and receive from Christ this morning. I just read to you, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Listen, if you go over to Psalms, you go to Psalms 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. There's a benefit to being a child of God or son of God. There's a benefit. Listen, let me just say this. If you are a Christian and you don't believe you're holy, well, I believe I got this. I believe I'm destined. My granddaddy had this. My whole family has been diabetic since, oh gosh, that traces back to, well, listen to me. If you don't believe you're holy, don't get offended now. This is what the Bible says. You don't know your father. Jesus said, had you known me now, you would have known my father. So if you know Christ, then you know the father. And if you know him, you know you've taken on that bloodline. You know you are the inherited child. It makes you, you remember how the, what's that big movie just come out? Son of God. Well, the Bible says, you know that you are sons of God. That's the same. You're Jesus's sibling. You need to know you're holy. And if you're holy, sickness and disease does not live in the holies. You didn't find them. When the priest went in the Holy of Holies, he didn't run in there to find sickness and disease. He went in there to make atonement and let God come in and mend that thing and heal the people.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise. And what time, Landon, is the church service?
7 o'clock. Patricia?
7 o'clock. That's Thursday and Friday, right?
No, Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wednesday and Thursday next week. All right. Look, I know that maybe been prayed for a time. I know I've prayed for many people. I know we're not seeing healings like we should. But listen. The Lord made us a promise, and he can't change. He says, I'm the Lord, I change not. Now, I ran to you a minute ago, I spoke to you a minute ago about all the promise, all the healings that Jesus did. He healed every sickness, he healed every disease, and he never refused anyone. This goes to show you a pattern. He wants you healed. Now look, in Luke 9:1-2, I want to talk to you about the men that Jesus trained and taught, what they did. Then he called his 12 disciples together, gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. That's what he did. In other words, he healed everybody, and then he gave those followers of his power to heal. This is what he wants done. There's a pattern here. There's a law of first mention here for sure. This is what he done. This is what he wants continuation of. He absolutely called them, anointed them, gave them power over all devils, gave them power to heal disease, because he wants diseases healed. He wants you healed. He wants you well. Look, sickness and disease came with the fall of man. There's no doubt, no question. He wouldn't be here had man not sinned. Sickness is a part of sin. Now, you don't have to sin to be sick, but it all comes out of the fall of man. God wants to redeem you, heal you from it. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God, to heal the sick. They departed, went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. This is what they did. Luke 10:1, after this thing, the Lord appointed 70. Now, he's already sent out 12. Then he sent out 70 and sent them two by two before the face of every city and place where he himself would come. And he said, listen to this. Heal the sick. First thing he says, heal the sick that are therein, and saying to them, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. This is what happens when you are born again and step into the kingdom of God. God wants you healed. Give us a call here, 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8900.
There you go. Don't deny God a chance to move on your behalf this morning. Yeah, hit that green button. Don't pick it up. You already picked it up. Now just go ahead and talk to him. Oh, hey, listen, Bob just messed that up. Please call back. All you got to do is hit the green button. Don't pick the phone up. Listen, folks. Call back here and get that. That was a hindrance. The devil come upon us over here. In the name of Jesus, I anoint this station. I anoint this airwave. I anoint that person that called. I give that unction. Holy Spirit, come back to them. Give them the desire to call this place right now. Say, do it again. Don't let the devil defeat you. You know, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Jesus said right here, listen, blessed are you. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Don't forget my benefits. Who forgiveth all your iniquities, who healeth all your diseases. That is Psalm 103:2-3. He forgives all your iniquities, that's your failures, your faults, your sins, and continually heals all your diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. There's a lot of people out there with a lot of things. Diabetes, cancer, all kinds of sicknesses running. He just told you he forgives your sins and heals your diseases.
This is Bob. Can I help you?
Yes. Hello, Dr. Bob. Hello, Alanda. This is Sister Sharon.
Good morning, Sister Sharon.
See how y'all doing? You know, the best book, one of the best books, the Bible's author, all-time best for healing, is Christ the Healer by F.S. Bosworth.
Okay,
God
okay.
Is still healing business. That's something that lets them know.
All right,
that
do
God
you.
Is still healing people.
He is. Do you need one this morning? Do you know somebody that does? Because if you do, call them and just encourage them to call here. It's going down now. We need a manifestation. People need to see it happen.
I agree with you on Bosworth.
We need to bring
I've read the book. I agree with you. It's good.
Okay. I'm going to stand in proxy for a friend's mom. I don't know if she had the bypass surgery yet, but I don't know her mom's name. That's the thing.
That's all right. God knows who it is. Who's the friend? We'll just say the friend's name and her mom.
Sister Joanne.
Sister Joanne. Pop, you want to cover that? Let's go ahead and pray for it. She's having a bypass surgery?
I don't know if she had it already. She's supposed to have it. She had a heart attack over the past weekend.
Well, let's cover that.
We're just in agreement with you.
Yeah.
You pray for her. You know her. We just stand in agreement with you for her absolute healing, for the miracle working power of God in her life. And we bless her in the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen, take care. Take care of yourself.
All right. Okay, you too. God bless you.
All right, mine.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Thank you so much. Listen, if you have a need, a night, Sister Sherry, call for a friend. Whatever it takes.
Intercede for somebody. Yeah. God told us to do this. He's working this morning on your behalf. Yeah. Don't deny him the chance to move.
If you have a friend out there that needs help, stand with them, fight for them, pray for them. We have to all take our proper place and believe what the Word of God says. You know, everybody has a Bible, nobody seems to believe it. Really. Everybody has a Bible. Everybody knows it's true. Nobody seems to believe it. Look, it's really true. It's really real. God cares about us. God cares about you. He knows out there. He knows if you're suffering. You remember what he said to the 70? Heal the sick that are therein. Say to them, the kingdom of God has come nigh to you. And you know, this is what should happen when you're born again and step out into the kingdom. He said, let me go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believes not shall be damned. Now listen to this. These signs shall follow them that believe. And that's us today. That's us. Give us a call. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak a new tongue. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall
in the name of Jesus.
Covered.
In the name of Jesus.
Give us a call here. We'd be more than glad to pray for you to stand for your number. 221-1100. Out of town. 221-899-8990. God wants to heal you. God wants to bless you. God cares about you. Just like he told the disciples, preach the gospel. Heal the sick. Cast out devils. Freely you receive, freely give.
Okay, Call it out. Listen. Mark 16, this is the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils. Let's call that out right now in the name of Jesus. Let's cast. If you feel like you're struggling with demons are enticing you, you call here now and you get this. We're going to cast it out in Jesus' name this morning.
This mom can help you.
Yes, I would like some prayer for my friend Debbie, who's only 62 and has been told that she needs both hips replaced.
Both hips replaced. All right, Debbie?
Yes.
All right, look, is Debbie saved? Does Debbie know the Lord? You hear me? Is Debbie saved? Does Debbie know the Lord?
Yes, she is. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we just get in agreement with you. You care about your fear? You know, here's what I've learned over the years. If you care, God cares. If you really care about somebody, God cares. He loves us all. And listen, if that's the positive news, you really care about somebody else, God will get on board with that. So let's just pray for Debbie. We're going to get an agreement here for Debbie that needs her hips replaced, that God will do a supernatural miracle. Heal those hips, okay? Father, we just come together now in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Four of us together here, Father, in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. And We stand in agreement with our friend that called in for Debbie, Father, who needs hips replaced. That's not a big thing for you, Lord. That's mainly like Landon talked about. That's not a big deal. Nothing is. But listen, Spirit has power over all matter. I mean everything God created. It's like nothing to him. He absolutely has power over those hips. We speak healing. We release the healing power of Jesus. We ask for healing for Debbie in the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen. You just share with your friend. We've been praying for her. We've prayed for her. We spoke healing over her life. You go bless her yourself in the name of the Lord Jesus. Take care and thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Bye. Thank you.
Let me just say this real quick. With God, we know all things are possible. Many times we take the burden and the task on when we get into a crunch or we get into a sickness or something comes upon us and we want to handle it. We want to do all we can to make it happen. That's not when God steps in. That's not when God steps in. Okay? God comes in when it's impossible for you. You got to see that. Stop thinking, I can do this. The world has taught you that positive mentality of, I can do this. I can make it through this. I can endure this. Okay, you may, but it's going to be the toughest battle you've ever had. When you get to the impossible is when you call upon the God who handles all impossibilities. She's going to work the phone for us from now on, okay? And take that phone call.
Okay.
You got it? Thank you. Miss Mom, can I help you?
Miss Diana is going to work the phone totally because we're having some phone problems. The devil's coming here and trying to attack all these calls. We got a lady now that's going to sit here and work this phone for us. She's going to answer and we're going to do all the talking. Praise God, praise God. We're going to make this thing easy. Don't be afraid to call up here and get your healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now listen, when it becomes impossible is when you have to call on God. As long as you think it's possible, you're not going to get over into the kingdom. You've got to call on him. He's got to come in and help you. When it becomes impossible is when you call on the God of impossibilities. Amen? When it becomes impossible. He's going to transfer it over here. We got someone else calling. We're going to get some healing today. We're going to push through this.
Miss Bob, can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling for healing.
Go ahead. What did you say? You're calling? No. Go ahead.
I'm calling for healing for my husband.
All right. And what's your husband's name? Do you mind telling us?
His name is Arthur.
Arthur, okay. And how about you? Your name?
My name is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy. What's wrong with your husband? What does he need?
He's been on prednisone for quite a long time. It's called a big cell disease. I'm not exactly sure what it really is, but he's been on prednisone for quite a while now.
Okay.
And also my sister, Jane, who's been going through a lot of difficulties.
What about how is Arthur's relationship with the Lord? Is it good?
I didn't get
is
that.
Is your husband's relationship with the Lord, is it good?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Landon. Pray for us.
Arthur?
Yes, I am.
Listen, all you need to do is believe that God wants to do this. Okay? You got that?
Yes.
Death and life. Listen, the Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. So you and I are going to agree because, listen to me, let me teach this real quick 2 seconds before we pray. The destiny of Arthur, the destiny of each of us getting our healing is in your mouth. It's in you. If you just sit there and say nothing and stay trapped, God can't work. But if we reach out just like you're doing and we open our mouth and say, Lord, I need this healing for my husband. I need this to come through. And anybody else listening, if we're willing to say this and say, in the name of Jesus, I proclaim this, God can work. So let's come into agreement right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, for Arthur, we definitely come to you right now. We open our mouths and say, praise you for your goodness. Praise you that you just told us over in 15:26 of Exodus, you are the God that healeth thee. We let you come in, Lord. It's impossible for us, but the Bible says with God, all things are possible. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will come in now and be the God of impossibilities and heal him for us today. We want to hear the testimony that God moved so people know that God's still in the healing business. He didn't turn his back on us, and he loves us more than anything and anybody. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
All right. Praise God for that phone call. Thank you so much, sister. We love you in the name of Jesus.
Listen, you keep trusting for Arthur. Just keep believing. And tell him you prayed for him. And tell him that other people have gotten agreement with you and prayed for him, okay? God bless you. Now have a good week, okay?
All right. That's great, man. Praise God.
Listen, you know, when Jesus set the 70 out again, and when he sent out the 12, he said, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We have never to this day received a change order from that. There's never a scripture in the Bible says, this is finished. Never a scripture in the Bible says, this is over. Remember now, you should never try to put a comma where God has put a period. This is stamped. This is sealed. I mean, this is done. Listen, God loves you today. I just want you to know that. He really does. And trust him for everything. And don't just trust him again. You trust him in everything that you do. But you keep praying for your healing situations. And just keep trusting the Lord. And keep standing on his promise. He's a good God. He's a faithful God. I've proven him. I can absolutely testify. I've proven God. I have absolutely been healed myself. Supernatural, instant miracle healings. Landon's been healed. Landon's seen in his life. We really tell you what God will do. He loves you. He cares about you. And he wants to heal you. He wants everything right for you. Really. Just trust him. Go to him and say, you know, I thank you, Lord. I trust you. I believe you. I want to be more faithful. I want to learn to trust. I want to learn to believe it. You hanging up with him. He's a good, good God. Okay?
All his promises, the book says, are yes and amen.
Yes and amen.
That means, yes, I will do them. I will do them. They will be completed work by my hand.
Listen, we need help in the ministry. We really do. We are really just not getting the support that we need. We keep telling you every week, but no one is listening. We need help. Send us a check, send us a donation, any size, to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Let me give that real slow so we really need to hear from you. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or email us at radio1603@gmail.com. Radio. That's easy to remember. Radio. How can you not remember that? 1603@gmail.com. Send us an email and let us continue praying for you and fighting for you and working for you and doing all we can to serve the Lord.
If you missed your healing this morning because you were too afraid to call because we had that little thing with the phone going on, whatever it was, don't forget that email. Use that email to get your healing. Don't forget that too. We already mentioned that, but listen, you can call and get your healing today. You can email today at radio1603@gmail.com. That's free. We will pray. We will email you back. We can make this connection. If for some reason you do miss it, 17th and 18th at 7 o'clock, there's a healing service right there, Revive. You can find it. Email us to find out. Email for any details on healing, any details on prayer, or if we can help you find the promise in the Bible. Once your eyes are open, because there's another set of eyes here, you find the promise in the book. You find the promise in the Bible and you hold on to it. God is faithful. You want me to go ahead and take it out? God is faithful. I'm telling you, listen, I'm going to pray for you now. Just in case you didn't call, in case you were frozen, in case you were scared. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning and we speak healing to each and every person's ears that's listening here. Whatever might be wrong, whatever could be going on in their life, you say that if you say this mountain and believe in your heart, it shall be done. Well, we speak right now out of our mouths to heal us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you. Thank you for tuning in to Lifeline. We'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is radio1603@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.